Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
This is an interesting email that I received. I went to the game with my siblings. By the way, my brother Matt said he saw a certain someone at the Garden with a couple of ladies on each arm. So, Ray, now you're mixing work and play, aren't you?
I would do no such thing.
Business and pleasure, huh?
It's very wise of you.
Is Dos Equis still looking for a most interesting man in the world again?
Wouldn't Raymond be a younger version of the most interesting man in the world? Who did he used to be? He was Raymond.
But he is the most interesting man in the world.
But when I do in my half bedroom,
it's with three ladies
and Dos Equis.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, yeah. DNR 98.7 ESPN. It's lively today. Knicks, big win over the weekend. Rangers, nice and tidy yesterday. I actually, in a way, and I'm being sincere when I say this, I feel badly for you because you're not fully happy, as I am right now, with the Islanders losing.
No, I'm not as happy as you. I mean, you got the Mets, you got the Knicks, and you got the Rangers. I got the Mets and the Knicks. But listen, I mean, we can get into it here for a quick second. I thought the Islanders played well. I mean, they're on the road against a team that I think you mentioned earlier in the show is – right now, favored?
I think so.
Out of the
That's
East?
What I saw.
Okay. And we can double check that. But, I mean, they have a legitimate chance to win the Stanley Cup. And you were right there. I mean, I mentioned it. You had a couple opportunities from Dobson where Freddie Anderson makes a save where he's on his butt and then one on his side. And then Palmieri on the power play comes across the crease with a chance to tie it up and ends up losing the puck. I mean, you lose 2-1. They score the empty net. You were right there. You were right there.
So there's some positives to take out of that loss.
Well, here's the difference. Yeah, right. Here's the difference. Right. Is I fully expect the Rangers to take care of their business against Washington. As much as I love the Islanders, I don't love them to the point where I'm going to get crazy and think or expect them to beat Carolina.
So I guess the question for me is, can you take my hand and enjoy what's happening with the Knicks, even though the Islanders had a painful loss on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then let's do that. Can we do that?
We will do that.
All right, great. So then it's kind of somewhat of a celebration mode this morning. And again, these things move quickly, right? We could talk this morning. We're celebrating. We're excited. It's a great win. We could be on 24 hours from now saying we lost home court. Now we're in trouble and we're all upset, right? So I think you have to take these wins as they come and enjoy these moments because you don't know how long or how often or when they're going to happen.
Right. Each game is different, right? I mean, just think about game one, right? Take this from the other side. How you would feel as a Sixers fan. What you saw in the play-in game, I'm sure they were saying the same stuff that we were saying. We won the game, but Joel doesn't look like, you know, he's close to being fully healthy. And how are we going to get, he's not going to get healthier through the grind of the playoffs.
Of course not.
Like, so how are we going to get to where we want to go with him, you know?
Right. So think about them. They probably say to themselves, can Maxey play better than he did in game one? Probably not, right?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you swing of emotions is you see what you see against Miami. You're probably not feeling great about that. Then you watch him play in the first quarter, and you're like, what the hell? What happened? Whatever treatment he was getting, whatever he was doing to get himself ready for this game, he looks like a completely different player here in quarter one, was great, and then dunks the ball, which you're excited to see. Hey, he actually can dunk the basketball again, and boom, hurts his knee again.
Right.
In the course of one game.
Right. All right. So let me ask you this then. And the phone lines are open, people. 1-800-919-3776. A lot of Knicks-centric stuff because, I mean, the Knicks are the story. And you know what else? I was told the Knicks fans, they're just going to kind of coast through the regular season. They're going to really pick it up at the postseason. Well, you know, where are you? That would be my question to you. Where are you right now? Because now it's the postseason and you had a big win. But my question to you is, would you feel better as a Sixers fan looking at the way game one played out and how competitive you were, and you were right there to win it. And, you know, you probably say to yourself, McBride's not going to play like that again. And I don't know that Bogdanovich is going to be a plus whatever again. And, you know, Mitchell Robinson, is he going to be healthy? Because he's been banked up as well. Or would you look at it from the Knicks standpoint and say, I got nothing from DiVincenzo. OG was quiet offensively. Brunson was subpar offensively. And I still found my way to that victory. Which side would you say? Obviously, the Knicks won. So we know that. But which side would you look at and say there's more positivity after one game on this side of the fence?
The Knicks.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't. I would have. You'd have to explain to me why you would feel overly positive if you were a Sixers fan right now.
Just that, you know what, Maxey looks like he's going to be unstoppable. And again, I don't think this is true, but from the 76ers standpoint, you could say Maxey looks unstoppable. We're going to shut down Brunson because we just did that in game one. We're not going to lose the rebounding margin by 22 every game. And I'm hopeful that Embiid's going to be able to keep himself somewhat healthy and put on a performance similar to game one.
Right, but you saw a player that wasn't the same player in the second half.
That's right.
Right, and your two best players combined for 62, ours for 30, and you still lost.
And the thing that I love is the Knicks destroyed them on the glass. Destroyed them.
Right, which is who the Knicks, especially on the offensive side, which is what the Knicks do. That's who they are. There's a reason why they were the best in the NBA. I mean, they had 23 offensive rebounds. 23. That's right. Like that's a big problem for the Sixers. Now, like you mentioned, if you're pulling positives as a Sixers fan, do they think that Deuce is going to go wild like that, or Josh Hart late in games going to be making big threes consistently? You could say no, right? This is just one of those nights. But there's also a real chance that Jalen Brunson finds his game in game two, and DiVincenzo finds his shot in game two.
And OG scored 11. It's not like he had he made a couple big shots, but it's not like he had a big game.
Right. The other thing I detest Philly, but would be how the schedule unfolds with some extra days off for Joel and him, trying to be as healthy as he has the ability to be.
Who was it that called? I don't think this is an awful point. Maybe Shooter before that said, do they hold Embiid out tonight?
It was Omar.
Omar?
Yep.
Yeah. It's not a horrendous thought.
It's a dangerous game, though.
It's a dangerous game to play. Do you know what? You probably do because you know everything. What Philadelphia was when Embiid was not on the court, their plus minus?
What was it? Minus 20? Was it minus 25?
Minus 21.
21.
So he's on the court, they're plus 14. He's off the court, they're minus 21.
He's the MVP. MVP.
You don't have him. You have zero chance if you don't have him.
No, right.
Let's get to some of these callers. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to AJ in Eastchester. Hi, AJ. You're next up, buddy.
What's up, gentlemen? Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I make my next point, can I touch on the you can't be a fan of a sport thing? My father is an old school Italian, 75-year-old man, came to this country when he was 8 years old. He absolutely loves the Rangers, loves hockey, and every fond memory I have sitting next to my dad is sitting there watching the Rangers in the 90s, in the 80s and 90s. So that Omar couldn't be more wrong about that.
Is there a chance he was playing some indoor Italian ice hockey as a youth, though?
No, he was a semi-pro soccer player. He was a semi-pro soccer player. I guess there's some relativity between soccer and hockey a little bit.
Well, here's the thing, AJ. Here's the thing. I think most people would tell you when I'll ask people, how come you don't like hockey more? A lot of people will tell you, I don't really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's something
I get it.
Right. So if it's something that you play, you understand the rules better, so it gives you an opportunity to be a bigger fan, I guess. But I'm with you. I don't think you need to play something to be a passionate fan about it.
How could you not understand the game of hockey?
And there's a lot of people that don't understand it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you hang up on him, Ray?
In fairness,
yeah,
I didn't hear the whole thing. I thought you were done.
Come on, Ray.
He didn't even get to his point on this.
Right.
I thought that was his point.
No,
call
it was
back,
about
please.
His father in the old country growing up, not playing hockey.
I apologize. Call back.
It's a beautiful story.
It was a great story. I think it was AJ in Eastchester, right? That's who it was?
That's right. That's who it was.
AJ, if you call back, I'll get right to the call. But for now, I'll go to Angelo in the car. Good morning, Angelo.
Good morning. Yeah, if that guy calls back, you should put me back on hold. I'd love to hear about his 85-year-old father, 74-year-old father from the old country. Here's another Italian from Queens. I wanted to say, Knicks, clean sweep.
You think they're going to sweep the series?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And I'll explain why, if you allow me to.
Go ahead.
If we learned anything watching March Madness about UConn and playing every game like it's your last, it builds your stamina, it builds your grit. And the Knicks have been doing that since day one, since game one, and have endured significant challenges. And I can tell you one example. Are you still with me?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I'll give you this example. When Brunson got hurt and then he came back, DiVincenzo, the game before, like, we agree on that? Do you recall?
I'm not following what you're saying.
No, I didn't. You cut out before you made your point.
When Brunson got hurt and we were looking for answers for offense, you following me?
Yeah.
We're following you.
Okay, I'll stop with the following. When Brunson got hurt, I'll get to the point.
When Brunson got hurt,
we were looking for answers. We found it with DiVincenzo. Brunson got back. There was a level of not intimidation, or just insecurity, because you didn't know who was going to take the lead. And what happened? There was reservation between DiVincenzo and Brunson, and we lost that game. It was even a low-scoring game. It was less than 100 points.
Angelo, I don't know what's happening here. Thanks for the call. You're yammering on, and it's not making all that much sense, and I don't know where you were going.
Yeah, I don't know if I would describe it as there was a hesitancy to figure out who would take over. This is Brunson's team.
Yeah, the man that that Raymond hung up on, AJ Eastchester, he's back. AJ, all I can do is apologize for Raymond. I'm sorry that he did that to you.
It's okay. Where's RJ when you need him? I mean,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, tell me about it. We got this hack Bauer in for RJ.
All right, so let's get to my Knicks point, right? So since Randall went down, everybody's like, oh, my God, how are the Knicks going to do it without a second star? The thing about the Knicks is the one thing, we have defense, right? The second thing is we're more like the style of death by a thousand razor cuts. Look, Brunson didn't have his A game the other day, but you kind of saw it. You touched on it before, Dave, where you said he kind of looked like they weren't double-teaming him, but he was just missing his shots. When's the last time Brunson put two of those games together? Not really. Like, I don't think he's ever had two bad games in a row, right? So if we got a good game by McBride and Hart, tonight we could probably get DiVincenzo. Look, DiVincenzo was invisible in the fourth quarter. Maybe he comes through today. OG comes through tonight. We're so deep that we could kill you with those thousand razor cuts. I think it just, we didn't need the second star. We're built so well and deep to a point where any one of them can hurt this team.
Right. AJ, thank you for the phone call and calling back. Dante was invisible in the fourth because he didn't play in the...
Right, which I think is great. You're still part of my rotation. But this game is not your game, and for that, you're not going to play in the crunch time.
Yeah, and that's how it should be.
There's no complaining, and there's no post-game presser where he's freaking out. I mean, it's fine.
Right.
That's what good teams are able to do.
And, by the way, Dante's going to have a moment in this series. It's going to happen.
Of course. Hold on. Let me just say this, okay?
Go ahead.
What is the difference, in your opinion, between somebody that is an all-star in the NBA and somebody that is not?
Consistency?
Right. So an all-star, all-NBA, the expectation is that the player he is at home is going to be the same player for the most part that he is on the road. The others, the rest of the guys, the role players, usually, not all the time, especially in the NBA, feels like play better at home as opposed to on the road. So let's not forget, this is still game one, and they also have guys that are capable of actually having better games, did not play well in game one. That did not, like, those guys will play better. I'm sure those guys will play better at home. So let's also take that into account.
Of course they will. That's the old adage, you've heard it forever, that role players play better in their home arenas.
You saw what Nick Batum did against Miami.
Right, and where we see the other night.
Correct.
Let's go to Lou in Manalapan, who doesn't really have the same take as everyone else. Good morning, Lou.
Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, Rangers. I mean, how do they win when they didn't play good at all? I mean, the Knicks, if they could beat the Sixers had their chance to win. I mean, I think everyone's trying to make that point. But the fact that you don't have Jalen Brunson playing well in the first half, you don't have Devo going out there and doing what Devo does, you don't have I mean, OG had some key baskets, but Bogdanovich and Deuce and Mitchell Robinson and Josh Hart winning you that game, it just gives you encouragement to take what's yours. I mean, Philly really has to hope that Embiid's well and you know, ready to take us on, but we're a physical team and we're going to take them out.
Now, Lou, let me ask you a question. Where is the disconnect here? Because on my call screen, it says Nick's poor play in game one leaves him worried, and you just basically called and said you're not at all worried, and that's not your take.
That's the intern writing it. I mean, RJ didn't. RJ's not here. So.
Bauer. Bauer.
Now Bauer's an intern.
Bauer.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I thought we'd mix it up a little bit. A guy that's very concerned because the Knicks played so poorly. That's what it said on the screen, right?
Yeah, that's what I wrote down. That's what I interpreted from the conversation. Uh-huh. But obviously, I was wrong, and now I'm an intern.
So that's what we're doing now. That we're going to do.
He called the guy an intern.
We're going to do interpretive. Interpretive, like, so whatever you hear, you're going to just interpret
you want to. Lou Manalapan, he's very concerned. I go to Lou. He's like, boy, I couldn't be more optimistic. I'm like, wait, what? I'm confused by this. Bauer, I hate to call you out. That's an awful job by you right there.
Yeah, I'll take that one on the chin. That was not my brightest moment.
Okay. As long as we're on the same page, I just wouldn't.
That's how I interpreted it.
that's the intern. I messed up.
I'm not concerned at all.
I was like, wait. I was like, you know what? I want to take the other side.
It was clear that you didn't like what you were reading there. You're like, well, what do you mean you're concerned? And he wasn't concerned at all.
Not even a little bit. But on my screen, it said he's very concerned about the poor play in game one.
That's right.
How concerned are you, Lou? No, not at all concerned. Feeling great.
Bauer could tell by his voice that he was lying.
I didn't need to hear what he said. I just, the inflections of his voice made me really believe that he was very concerned. Keep it up, Bauer. You're doing a great job. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruits, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. Yes, you heard right. Fresh hot waffles. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Raymond, you're filling in for RJ.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
Okay, so before I begin, I have to offer a disclaimer, because I know how you guys feel when RJ inserts the information of when people pass away in these things.
Well, don't save it for the end. You have a lot of death here, don't you?
Here's the thing. Yeah, there are three notable deaths.
Oh, no.
And
can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
Okay. Start out with a story or two.
Yep.
Then throw the death in there.
Yep.
We'll take a moment and then end on a positive story.
All right.
Two.
So.
Oh, I see what you did. It's like a death club sandwich.
Exactly.
Massive death club sandwich. And these are all notable for different reasons, but I'll get to them when we get there. But anyway, the Knicks look to push their advantage over the 76ers tonight. Game two, Madison Square Garden. As you guys mentioned, Joel Embiid questionable with his knee injury, but Nick Nurse says he wants to play. Pre-game coverage starts right here, 98.7 ESPN at 7 o'clock. Other game two tonight. Cavs Magic, Lakers Nuggets in their game twos. Cleveland and Denver are up in those series. Jason Tatum, 23 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Celtics defeat the Heat 114-94 in their game one. That's Tatum's first career playoff triple-double. But in the final minute, he got hit by Caleb Martin while going airborne for a rebound. Scalabrine says that's a code red. Tatum says that's just playoff basketball. Giannis Antetokounmpo sidelined by that calf strain. Damian Lillard says no problem, carries the Bucks to a 109-94 win over the Pacers in game one. Lillard scored all 35 of his points in the first half. And stop me if you've heard this one. The playoffs arrive and a team from Dallas completely wets the bed.
Poor Ray.
With Kawhi Leonard out for game one, James Harden drops 28, including 6 three-pointers in a 109-97 Clippers victory over the Mavs. Jason Kidd called out his team saying they were physical and we were passive after a game in which they trailed 56-30 at halftime, the worst first half in Dallas history, except for that Dallas Packers game, but we won't talk about that. The youngest number one seed ever, the OKC Thunder, eke out a 94-92 win over New Orleans in their game one. 28 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, including the go-ahead basket in the final minute. And now I'll offer you one of the sadder stories. Howie Schwab, longtime ESPN producer, star of the ESPN trivia show Stump the Swab, died this weekend at the age of 63, according to his family. Schwab joined ESPN in 1987 and worked for the company through 2013. Along with his work on multiple ESPN shows, he was best known as the final challenge on Stump the Schwab, where contestants would attempt to outduel him in a trivia showdown for cash prizes. That show aired from 2004 to 2006. May have been the inspiration for Stump Rothenberg.
Maybe it was. I got a lot of tweets about that this weekend. You know, I didn't know Howie Schwab, but I certainly knew who he was. And I was a very talented, bright guy. I didn't even know he was sick. And 63 years old is so young. So, you know, certainly thoughts and prayers go out to his family. But, yeah. You know, it's funny. I remember we went to the hospital when Ben was being born, which is amazingly 17-plus years ago now. And as we were sleeping the night before he was born, because they were going to induce Sherry early the next morning, we were watching Stump the Schwab, and she's like, can you please, for God's sakes, please turn this off? And I was like, no, I want to watch the show. But yeah, it was a big
fan. He says no.
No, I was like, why? Why would we turn it off?
Well, because she's trying to rest to give birth to your son.
Yeah, but I was watching, I was in the middle of his show.
Oh, God.
The NBA unveiled three finalists for each of its seven major individual awards for the 2023-24 regular season Sunday night. Two-time MVP Nikola Jokic was a finalist for the award for a fourth straight season. Spurs center Victor Wembanyama, a finalist for both Rookie of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. Not a single Nick among the finalists for any award.
You know what? Let them disrespect us. I don't care. How is Thibodeau not finalist for NBA Coach of the Year?
Well, if Jalen Brunson's not an MVP candidate, then Thibs should be a candidate for Coach of the Year, taking that team to 50
right,
wins.
Because
no?
Taking a guy who's not MVP caliber to 50 wins in the two seed in the East, you'd figure would count for something. Not having Julius Randle for the final how many months of the season?
I got to imagine Daniel is going to win the Coach of the Year.
Probably.
From OKC.
Probably, as we pointed out, youngest number one seed ever.
Did you see what he did last night, though? Did you watch that game at all down the stretch?
I didn't watch it
so,
down the stretch.
First of all, Oklahoma City, and I didn't think it would. It looked like the moment was really kind of too big for them. They were awful down the stretch. They got fortunate to win. So it was a ball that went out of bounds, and they couldn't determine who went off of, so they called it a jump ball. And the OKC coach was convinced that it went off of New Orleans, so he challenged it.
Yeah.
It actually went off of OKC, and they lost even the jump ball and a timeout. It was very weird. I don't think I've ever seen where a coach challenges one way and it goes completely the other way.
Like that?
Yeah.
No, we've seen in baseball where you challenge the whole play.
I want to challenge everything. the force play at second, the rudder at first, you know, the guy in right field stands. I want you to watch everything.
Here's our second sad story. Roman Gabriel, first Filipino-American quarterback in the NFL and the league MVP in 1969, died Saturday at 83. A former number two pick of the LA Rams in 62, he still holds the team record with 154 touchdown passes. He also dabbled in acting. Movie credits include Skidoo, starring Jackie Gleason, 1969's The Undefeated, starring John Wayne and Rock Hudson, and he appeared in TV shows such as Gilligan's Island, Perry Mason, Ironside, and Wonder Woman.
Wow.
Also joined Bob Hope on a USO tour of Vietnam.
Wow. That's quite the he is a great quarterback, but quite the history of acting chops, too. Huh?
Crazy to think of the era that he played in, and he still holds the team record for touchdown passes.
Well, that's a minuscule amount, too. 154?
Well, says a lot about the Rams.
Yeah, but the Rams have been a good team over the years.
Yeah, they've been a good team, but when a quarterback been long-term there?
Right.
Like Kurt Warner even wasn't there that long.
Well, is that only the L.A.
No,
Rams?
This is the franchise.
So it includes the St. Louis Rams, too?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm surprised. I would never have thought it was Roman Gabriel.
Islanders look to rebound in their series tonight against the Hurricanes. Puck drop, 7:30. That game can be heard on 10:50 a.m. Scotty Scheffler, you guys seen what he's up to?
All he does is win, right?
Turning the RBC Heritage into another route. 20 under, three holes remaining with the final round resuming this morning after a weather delay. He tees off at 10:30 on the verge of winning for the fourth time in five tournaments. The exception, a runner-up finish in the Houston Open. He's trying to become the first player since Bernard Langer in 1985 to win the week after slipping on the Masters green jacket.
That's longer, but that's fine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, he's European, so it's Bernard Langer.
Langer.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And I'm going to finish up with...
Hold on. You brought up golf. Let's show some respect here. Nelly Korda, who I brought up a couple weeks ago, won her fifth straight.
That's amazing.
She's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call. And this one's a little sad, but it also has like a positive connotation to it because it involves a friend of the show. The Bengals announced Friday that longtime NFL exec Bill Tobin died at the age of 83. Tobin, best known for being GM of the Colts and Bears and serving as the Lions Director of Player Personnel, he was a consultant with the Bengals until 2022. In his time in the NFL, he selected such players as Mike Singletary and Marshall Faulk, both who are Pro Football Hall of Famers, and current Chargers coach Jim Harbaugh, who was a former quarterback for the Bears. Why is this notable?
Because I know why.
Because in 1994...
He went toe-to-toe with...
That's right.
With Mel Kiper Jr.,
He selected linebacker Trev Alberts with the fifth overall pick. And here's Mel Kiper's response.
I think it's a typical Colt move. I mean, here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback to pass up a Trent Dilfer when all you have is Jim Harbaugh. Give me a break. That's why the Colts are picking second every year in the draft, not battling for the Super Bowl like other clubs in the National Football League.
What did Bill Tobin think of that?
One question, Bill. A lot of criticism about not taking a quarterback here. Your response.
Well, you know, we got a guy up there. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
A lot of people, including Mel, believe that that played a big part in him becoming the face of the NFL draft. And Mel tweeted, "A sad day with the passing of Bill Tobin, an accomplished front office exec who made the NFL a better league during his decorated career. Kim and I send our sincerest condolences to his family and loved ones."
I got to be honest. I think you handled death much better than RJ.
Much better.
Much better than RJ. RJ, it's awkward and he's uncomfortable around death. You kind of welcome death, Raymond.
I don't know if I don't know if that's true.
And you're doing a great job. So good job on Stuff You Missed. We'll come back. We'll get to more of what we've done all morning. 1-800-919-3776. And I have a stat for you guys, which just might completely blow your mind. It's next right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, look, another long, bulbous read for me. The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Bet on three-pointers made in Knicks Sixers Game 2, over-under point totals for Magic Cavs, first basket scorer in Lakers Nuggets, and so much more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Rick to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo!
over here.
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. You know, tonight marks the opening night of Passover. So to all our Jewish friends, me included, we'd like to say a very happy, healthy Passover. Get the four questions tonight, which I know you guys are very intrigued by, and how the whole Seder works. So I like to explain it during the commercial breaks.
And I like that you explained it.
Yeah.
It's part of being a good friend.
Yeah. And this means, for not that it affects me really, but for 8 days, you're not allowed to eat bread.
Which plays perfectly into your diet that you're
right. I mean, it's unbelievable.
By the way, speaking of friendship.
Yeah.
Raymond, we have a potential end of a what I thought was a close relationship.
Uh-oh.
Might be dead.
I'm not involved in this, am I?
Oh, you are.
Oh, no.
Right at the center of it.
Oh, no.
I got what,
did I do something?
It's more what you didn't do.
Oh, God.
I got a text message this morning around 8:30-ish. Ty Butler.
Yep.
Friend of yours, right?
I know what you're going to say, and I have a response to what you're going to say, and I think you're going to take my side, but go ahead.
Okay. Text message from one Ty Butler. Mm-hmm. Asked Dave via text to be on his show.
Right.
Dave, for some reason, insists on having the read or red notification enabled on his phone so Ty can see that he read text.
Oh, no.
No response.
Okay, can I talk to the two of you before I even respond at all?
No response.
Okay. Did you hear who Ty said he's rooting for and picked in the pickleball match?
Tell me he said Anita and Armani.
Anita and Armani, yep.
And that's why you didn't text him back?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm on your side then.
Okay. See, I knew. You see, before you jump to conclusions, you need to hear the whole story.
No, because I thought that, I mean, that's a level of disrespect to not even
not
for
a
friend.
But you know what? I wanted to make a statement.
Good.
You're going to root for Anita and Armani? Then you know what? I'm not responding to your text. How about that?
Good. I'm texting back. I'm with Dave.
Yeah. How disrespectful is it that Ty would root for that tandem over us?
Right. It's the same. It's not the same as Bauer, but it's pretty damn close.
It's not far off. You know what it is, obviously? And I can sense this. Most neutral people are pulling for them and not us.
I don't get it. Why is there such disrespect and hatred for us?
I don't know.
We're nice guys.
And Ty, I felt like I've really done everything in my powers to kind of buoy the career of Ty.
You're like his mentor, I thought.
Like you know, before he did On Air, I used to bring him on air during my Saturday show, and we had fun with him and let him get his point across. And I thought, you know, really, really kind of helped him along. But
right.
I guess not.
Right. You're like a little like you take a little tie on your little radio bosom and you're trying to, you know, feed him.
I brought him right on the bosom, and this is the thanks I get.
And this is it.
So how about this now? And I knew this, the NBA, and then I saw it this morning. I was like, you know what? This is accurate. Every single home team won day one, game one of the playoffs.
Yeah, we said that earlier.
No, in hockey as
well. Oh, in hockey too?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't realize that.
14-0.
Wow.
That's a good nugget.
That's a great little nugget.
Yeah. First time since when? Not in my lifetime. First time since 1970.
Wow.
When I believe there were so few teams undefeated in the first day of games was 8 in all the leagues.
That's a tasty little nugget.
Right? I feed you.
You feed me. I'll eat it.
Yeah. You snap it right up. That's a nugget. Raymond, did you realize that all the home teams won in the NBA and the NHL this weekend?
I was not aware that it was in the NHL as well. I knew in the NBA. I was not aware.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good.
So, you know, thank me. And you jumped me too. Yeah, we went over this earlier. Not the NHL component, my friend.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Thank you, because you're right. Because initially I was like, come on.
We mentioned that earlier. It's repetitive. We went there. No, not the NHL component. Let's get back to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. Mike in Brooklyn. Mike, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right, let's talk about the Knicks. The Knicks, we took a good win. Let's just say that's just what it was. It was a good win. Some people were cold because of the layoff. Hopefully we can play better. We did good enough to win a game. Nothing less. Embiid went down. Hopefully he stays down. Hate to say it like that, but I'm a Knicks fan. I'm rooting for us. even without Embiid, they're a tough team, and we got to know that.
I don't agree with that. Without Embiid, I think you crush them if you're the Knicks.
You crush them?
Yeah. Without Embiid, I think you win at the worst case scenario, five, possibly four.
I think you said five already, though.
Right. I did, but I'm, like, without Embiid, I don't think this is even a series.
No, you gave us the numbers, plus minus with Embiid and without Embiid. And that was one of the things, too. Here's the thing. Outside of Jalen not being Jalen, right, point-wise, how he shot, still gave you, what was he, 22-7-7. Like, he still, I mean, it was fine. Dante did not shoot well. But as far as what the team did in that game and what the team has done for this season is, they did those other things really well. Rebounding, destroyed them. Offensive rebounding, destroyed them. Those were all things. Because the Knicks aren't, it's not like the Knicks were a great shooting team during the season. They weren't. What made the Knicks special was their ability to dominate the boards, to get offensive rebounds, to get second chance points, to play really good defense. Like, they did all those other things well. And now you just hope that now coming into game two is where the Jalen Brunson we saw during the regular season and what we saw from him last year in the postseason, that happens now.
Would you not be surprised if you got shocked. 8 of 26-esque from Jalen Brunson tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, and so would I.
I expect him to be really good.
Yeah, and so do I. I would be very surprised by that. Sam in Brooklyn. Hi, Sam. You're next up on 98.7, buddy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, I don't know if you're familiar with East New York, Brooklyn. Not many hockey rinks, like not at all, right? But I grew up there and, you know, liked hockey peripherally. But it wasn't until my son, who was taught by, I don't know if you guys have seen in the commercials, the MSG commercials, the guy that says he's got Bethesda Square Garden. Like he's one of these like big fans.
Right.
Anyway, he was my son's teacher 11 years ago. And he got him into the Rangers when he was like 9. And my son got me into the Rangers, right? There, you know what I mean?
I got to tell you, Sam, there is nothing better, thanks to the call, than watching, and it'll last you forever, than watching sports when you're dad. Because I remember being a kid, Rick, and like, being honest, like I was not an easy kid all the time, and I would get in trouble in school, and I would always, you know, kind of push the boundaries as best I could. But like football Sundays, it was like, no matter what was happening, no matter what was standing in the way of me and my dad getting along at that moment, football Sundays, into the den, 1 o'clock, Giants game. Like, that's just what it was. And you have this too. There's something unbelievably special about enjoying it with, and I guess a parent, right? But I don't know, maybe a dad even more. I'm not sure.
Right, it's your thing. It's the one thing. I mean, it's of, because you're not going to have the same. I mean, you're a kid, you know, as parents were adults. Like, you're not going to have a lot of the same things that
right.
you have the ability to enjoy together. And that was for you guys the thing that you guys enjoyed doing together.
Oh, loved it. And it never goes old, right? Like, I'm 10. I loved it. I was 30. I loved it. 40. Loved it. Like, it was a love that we both had. And if you can experience that, it's really fun. It's really special. Dan in Port St. Lucie. Quick, Dan, you're on 98.7, pal.
Hey, good morning, guys. Real quick, Dave, I want you to make the scenario.
Okay.
NFL draft. The Chargers. Call the Giants. You're the GM.
I don't know that the Chargers
offer
are calling the Giants.
Justin
but,
Herbert.
Right. Justin
offer you
Herbert?
Justin Herbert for the number 6 pick. That way, Jim Harbaugh gets J.J. McCarthy, and you get Justin Herbert, and you could stick it to Ray, because now he's in the NFC East. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
I wouldn't, like, kind of think of, like, I would do that so quickly, I wouldn't even.
You get a franchise guy.
I
right
got a franchise
like, yeah,
guy for the 6th pick?
That's a no-brainer.
My God. No, I wouldn't even think about that for more than a second.
As hard a time I give to Justin Herbert, like, he's still a damn good quarterback.
He's going to be a major problem this
year. He's way better than Daniel Jones, I'll put it that way.
He's good. He's really good. Oh, in a heartbeat. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. And Melange, on the table, Mets, Yankees, Rangers, Knicks, Islanders, NFL draft. So you dictate. 1-800-919-3776. We're here, and we'll go wherever it is that you want to go. DNR 98.7 ESPN. Now, this is me again. I have a lot of reads today, but I'm a professional. Spring into savings at Mercedes-Benz in New Rochelle with special offers on over 500 new and certified pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking to upgrade to the latest model or explore new features and technologies, Well, now's the time to consider your options. Ask about additional American Express cardholder benefits. Visit them at mbnewrochelle.com or in person and tell them Michael K. sent you. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. You feel like this is overwhelming with games every day and recapping them and the anxiety and the stress and everything that goes along with it? Or do you just love this?
I just love it.
You just love it.
I just love it. Now, if I was in the middle of it, in playing against Carolina, I would be a wreck. Complete wreck.
You'd be a nervous mess, huh?
Nervous mess. Rick, why aren't you talking? Well, because in my mind, I'm going to go through every single play that could potentially happen and then just wear myself out.
So you really were a head case, huh?
Yeah. Until the puck dropped.
And then you were able to dial in.
Right. Like, it was like, this had to be done at this time. I had to eat now, sleep this time. Like, in between periods, I'd have to pee just at this rate. Like, I would get up from my stall at this time. It was crazy.
Oh, that's a lot there. A lot to unpack.
Way too much, yeah.
So we have the melange now.
We do have the melange. I would also like to say this quickly before we get to the melange. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. So I was at a hockey tournament with my son. My men's league hockey team was up in Montreal in a tournament.
And? That
we won.
Nice.
Yes, we took home the championship. My boy Stevie, Aaron, Hatchett, Robbie, all the boys, Ardley, Booms, everyone.
Stevie's the guy I know.
Yep.
Oh, nice. Now, do you feel like Stevie used to be more in the inner circle before Brian kind of kicked him out and took over?
No.
I think Ray, don't you feel like that? Didn't we used to hear about Stevie a lot? And
we
now all of a
did.
Sudden it's
you know,
like,
I really hadn't thought about that, but
in
now that you mention it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a thing.
Well, here's the thing, though. Stevie is still one of my closest friends. Stevie also has other things he's doing. He doesn't coach baseball with me.
You don't even call him Pitbull anymore.
Right. I mean, he used to have like a pleasant nickname for him, and that's out the window, too.
Mr. 516. Yeah. Well, he knows. Yeah. I mean, I would talk to him all the time.
Yeah, but there was he was in the studio all the time.
And plus, I get to see him on Sundays or Thursdays,
whenever
the Jets are playing. I get to see his beautiful bald head on the sideline.
That's nice. All right, can we melange now?
Melange.
Congratulations. What's the name of your men's team?
We're the Wasps.
The Wasps. Congratulations to the Wasps.
Thank you.
Now, in some perverse way, had they lost, and then they would have come to you and be like, Rick, we would have won, but you weren't there. Do you wish that that was the case, or are you happy that they won?
I'm happy. You know how I feel about Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Did they beat a Canadian team in the championship?
Of course.
Nice. All right, here we go. Rob, Staten Island. Hi, Rob. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, I just wanted to say before I get to my point, thank you very much. I should have done this a long time ago, but in 2020, my wife called, and then you guys sent me a care package and everything. I'm a firefighter. And you guys sent me a bunch of snacks and like this huge care package. I just want to say thank you for that.
Of course. That was actually me that sent it. But I mean, you know, we can all take credit. You're very, very welcome.
Was there any expired baked goods?
Were there expired treats in the care package, Rob?
I was
Nah, it was all good stuff. Beef jerky and snacks, stuff like that.
Terrific. I remember picking that stuff out, and I thought of you. So I'm glad you got it, even years later. Congratulations.
But anyway, so we're all fired up, right? We got the Knicks. We got the Rangers. We got Yankees and Mets doing all right. But I got the draft on tap here, and just want to know if you guys think, is it possible that we go quarterback, 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 first four picks with Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and someone moving up for McCarthy maybe?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. I think that's very realistic. I thought he was being a wise guy at first. Thanks for the call, Rob. I thought he was saying, is there a chance the Giants take a quarterback in round one, quarterback in round two, quarterback in round three, and quarterback in round four? Yeah, I think I kind of expect quarterbacks with the first four picks, don't you?
Well, I think it depends on, you know, Arizona said they're up for, Arizona said that they're open for business.
Right.
It's going to have to be, I mean, a substantial offer for them.
Sounds
to move
like the Chargers might be as well.
Right, but you also have the other two teams that you're talking about. So we already have Minnesota, you know, making the move. They're interested in getting up there. And then you told me earlier in the show, in one of your little nuggets, that Denver is sounds like they're willing to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, trade. We mortgage the future to bring in that quarterback now.
Right, so you got two teams right there that want to come up. And you know, they're going to have to get to four or five, you would think, in front of the Giants.
And then you've heard a lot of rumblings that the Raiders desperately want to move up and take a quarterback.
Right. And now you're hearing stuff. I saw some meeting the other day saying that there's a chance that the Jets think about moving up. Not to get a quarterback, obviously.
Moving up?
But yeah.
To take a receiver.
Right.
Oh, God.
Jump up in front of Chicago.
To eight?
To eight.
The Falcons?
Yep.
To take who? Odunze?
What? Whatever those.
One of those three?
Yep.
They must have the one that they like the best, though.
Yeah, probably. But, I mean, I think it's whatever you get at that point.
Yeah, but you get one of the three, and that's a home run. I don't want to see the Jets move up, though.
If you told me in a perfect world that Tyron Smith plays all 17 or 15 and Morgan Moses plays a majority of the season, I understand getting another explosive, you know, receiver or tight end for Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, what are the real chances that happens?
None, actually.
Right.
Really, I mean, none. Ken in Connecticut. Ken, have at it. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I think from top to bottom, the Knicks' depth playing well is actually going to propel them to the Eastern Conference Finals. And, you know, if they have that step up on other teams, and that's just, you know, a shout out to management for putting that team together. But if I had a chance, I just want to talk to you about Aaron Judge and booing, if I could.
Yep.
Cool. So I was there for Derek Jeter when I was, you know, in my very hardcore, just complete fanatic Yankee days. And, I was one of the guys that booed him. And I have to say, like, I'm never going to do that to Aaron Judge, because now I look at a player like him that's the face of our franchise, trying their best, clearly going through a rough patch. And I see that, and I just – maybe I've gotten soft in my older age, but I'm never doing that again.
Well, again, and thanks for the call, I don't have an issue specifically with booing. I know Rick does more than I do. But, I mean, it's April, you're 15-7, and the guy's been one of the best players for your team. Maybe the best player for your team, one of the best players in baseball over the last 5 years. So, I don't know. It just seems very odd.
Right. It's not necessarily I have a problem with booing. It just doesn't, for me, it doesn't achieve what you're hoping to achieve, I guess.
Right. Well, I don't know that it achieves anything other than you get off your chest that you're unhappy with that
particular
player. Raymond, three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
It's only day one without RJ and Tom Bowers, and I'd say we come a long way because this is from the past.
I'm cutting your podcast together. I'm cutting clips of you screaming at me for the system, and I'm compiling the... Oh, now I can't speak.
And now the insults are short and sweet.
Well, that sucks to be you. Let's keep the show moving, though.
I like it.
Number two.
Dave doesn't text Ty back. We find out it's because Ty's rooting for the wrong people in the pickleball matchup.
You take little Ty on your little radio bosom, and you're trying to feed him.
I brought him right on the bosom, and this is the thanks I get.
This is the thanks you get.
Number one.
I don't know if I'm the most interesting man in the world, but I feel like this is the most interesting show in the world, and especially when I get drops like this.
Dos equis. No, it's dos equis. How do you say it?
Dos equis.
Dos equis.
Oh, my God.
Para dos chicas.
Say it with me, Dave. Dos equis.
Dos equis. I got it now. Take a moment.
Proud of you.
What is this? Dos equis?
Dos equis. Bill Sikkens. I got it. All right. On that note, rest that voice. It's Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg again.
I hope the Knicks carpe omnia tonight.
On 98.7 ESPN.
When I wore a younger man's clothes.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.